Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, delegates, ladies and gentlemen, first, thank you very much for the invitation to attend the Food Summit and indeed to speak at the Food Summit. It's a peculiar sort of honor being the last speaker on the list. I get the last word. The DG of my organization, the World Trade Organization, and indeed the WTO itself, regards the Food Summit as being of absolute importance. We do so because we think of food security as a paramount objective. It is a political and indeed moral imperative in our view to ensure that the world's population is appropriately fed. In our system of Westphalian nation states, this responsibility for food security is a national responsibility, as reaffirmed by your declaration. But governments are sovereign, free to implement policies they deem necessary to ensure food security for their populations, paying due attention in doing so to their international obligations, including the very important need to come to the assistance of those in need. Among the policy choices that governments face in pursuing food security is self-sufficiency. Even if possible, and this is unlikely to be the case, such a policy choice will in all probability have a negative impact on national incomes, reducing purchasing power, a very key to food security. As such, trade is an essential element in ensuring achieving food security. And this is recognized at the last Rome Summit, recognized also very convincingly in the Comprehensive Framework for Action. But trade is not an end in and of itself, nor is it a magic bullet that will guarantee food security. Rather, trade is a tool, a necessary part of a comprehensive policy package to achieve food security. Accompanying policies, such as those discussed in this, explored in this summit, are also key. Irrigation policies, nutrition policies, access to fertilizers and credit, other policies, including not the least, as I heard the Prime Minister of Mozambique say very convincingly this morning, including not the least sound macroeconomic and development strategies. In this context, trade then becomes a transmission belt, connecting the land of the plenty to the land of the few. Food security in that context is supported by stabilizing our interconnectedness, by ensuring, again as recognized in the Comprehensive Framework for Action, that the arteries of trade are as free of cholesterol as negotiators are able to achieve. In this, the WTO has a crucial role to play, therefore, in food security. In this context, the Uruguay Rounds Agreement on Agriculture was a landmark achievement. It initiated a reform process aimed at more equitable, efficient agricultural trading system, and it did so through specific commitments to reduce protection in areas of domestic support, export subsidies, to improve market access, and also through the establishment of strengthened and more operationally effective GATT rules. It brought agriculture fully and for the first time firmly into the trading system, into GATT. It was careful, however, in drawing up this agreement to ensure that non-trade distortive or minimal trade distortive support remained available, our green box. And importantly, that for developing countries, agriculture and rural assistance measures that are integral to development strategies be exempt from commitments. That is, the agreement was very careful to ensure that policy space be retained. Implementation of the agreement improves the production and particularly the investment environment, critical to food security, guiding scarce resources into more productive uses, both within agriculture and also economy-wide, an essential element, we would hold, of food security. Moreover, the agreement and indeed the WTO as a whole, has stood as a bulwark against the tempting introduction of protectionist measures in these present difficult economic times. But the agreement as it stands is far from perfect. It needs to be improved, the system made more equitable. Thus, negotiators on agriculture in the Doha Development Agenda seek significant reductions, especially by developed countries, in trade-distorting support, very much improved access conditions, and the elimination of export subsidies. Implementation of these measures would enable many in the developing world to better benefit from a comparative advantage that they have in agriculture. Importantly, negotiators remain extremely mindful of the development aspects of trade. And that, not incidentally, is why cotton is fundamental to an agreement in the DDA. The present draft modalities on agriculture also, however, retain and indeed strengthen the flexibilities for developing countries to implement their chosen food security policies. Negotiators also seek an agreement on trade facilitation, thus strengthening the potential for trade as a transmission belt. And the WTO seeks in parallel to improve aid for trade, as called for in your declaration, potentially easing inter alia supply-side constraints to developing countries. Concurrently, negotiators in the DDA are working to address sustainable fishing practices, aiming to reduce environmentally harmful subsidies that have caused too many to chase after too few fish. All these measures would impact positively on food security. As your declaration's important paragraph on trade recognizes, conclusion of the DDA would be important to improving food security. Negotiators have gone a very considerable way. They've taken a long time, but they've gone a very considerable way in achieving what would be a win-win for all members of the WTO. What is now needed is a final push, an exercise in political will to bring the TDA to a timely conclusion, as your declaration exhorts. Finally, food security, and this is to end where I started, is paramount. The WTO stands ready to collaborate with the FAO and other concerned agencies in addressing food security. This is why we are part of the important UN High-Level Task Force on Food Security, established by Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. We will continue to actively engage in the task force, and we will continue to work on improving the trading system to the benefit of food security. Thank you.